Channel 1, right? And the beginning of the visit with Cookie this Sunday morning, the 28th of May, 72. Channel 1, right? And the beginning of the visit with Cookie this Sunday morning, the 28th of May, 72. Channel 1, right? And the beginning of the visit with Cookie this Sunday morning, the 28th of May, 72. Channel 1, right? And beginning of the visit with Cookie this Sunday morning, the 28th of May, 72.
Europe.
We had a fire and dried us out a little bit.
Yeah.
Made us feel real good.
We go out there anywhere you want to go, but I got to hear you. I got to hear about that music. We never had anything like that.
When the guy got in the car last night, he said, never heard anything like that.
Do they furnish your ashtrays over here?
Oh, yeah. No, I tell you, them boys, it's remarkable what them boys have done.
It is remarkable. It must be.
And I was never so disgusted and embarrassed in my life. I'm pretty easy to get embarrassed and so forth. But I was embarrassed last night. I told the preacher, I walked right up and told him right in his face. I said, "Preacher, I'm disgusted. I'm embarrassed." He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "You fellas have let me down." He said, "We've let you down." I said, "That's right." I said, "I started this ball rolling in January." I said, "You fellas have had all this time to take up collections and donations for this event." I said, "They told me they was coming, and they come." I said, "Part of them flew, and part of them drove." And I said, "I told them that I would put their expense down here." And I said, "I mean to do that." I said, "If the public don't make it up, I will." And I said, I'm actually embarrassed and disgusted with this community and this church. And I said, "You are the head of it." I laid it right on him. And he said, "Well," I said, "we couldn't do no better." I said, "You didn't try to do no better." They took up a collection last night and got $52.
What'd they do, pass the hat?
They passed the hat and got $52. And that was it. I went in my pocket and got the rest of it.
You can't make up money for that just one time. You got, like you said, you got to...
I give them from January until now.
My Cookie?
And I done it. I kept my word.
Well, let me tell you. Now, the community may not have been up to scratch, but them boys was.
Them boys was there. I mean, they was, to me, they was at their peak last night to travel 1,200 miles with no rest. Three of them boys absolutely did not get over 3 hours rest from the time they left Cleveland, Ohio. Now, that's right. They couldn't have done better. There's no way.
No. Now, who is this? Is your brother the least one of them?
He's the least one.
Youngest one.
Youngest one.
Now, how did he get into this?
Melvin, his brother-in-law. The tall young one that stood in the back.
Yeah.
Played the guitar.
Yeah.
Melvin got he always has played the guitar.
Oh.
Okay. He got to playing the guitar and got pretty good on it. Okay. Tommy Burnham, the head man of the whole outfit, found out that Melvin could play bluegrass music on the guitar. Well, he needed a guitar player, and he asked him to fill in once in a while, and he got pretty good. Well, one of the boys quit, went with another quartet, and so that left an opening for Melvin. Then it wasn't too long till another boy quit, and they wanted Lewis to go in there and play with him, fill in for him. Lewis said, "Now I can't promise you that I'll go permanent every time, because," he said, "I've got my wife is sick, and I've got a boy that's in bad health." And he said, "I can't get up and go just any time and every time." So Tommy said, "Well," said, "we want you to fill in. You picked it up, and you're a good bluegrass player."
Now Tommy's the head man?
He's the head man.
I was just writing down a name, but I'm open for it.
And they kept on like that for all 6 months. And Lewis was bad to drink. Melvin was bad to drink.
Oh, they was?
Oh, yes. They was on skid row, you might say. They couldn't hold a job 4 months. They'd go on a job drunk and they'd get fired and they'd go get something else.
Lewis and
Milk. Right. They were just together like that, see. That's how coming to work together on this music. And get Lewis pick up the guitar. They'd get drunk and get out there and get to play music, and Lewis would think, "Well, I can do that too," and by golly, he did. And he's always been that churchgoer. And by golly, he just put the pressure on him so hard and got them out of that rut, put them to playing music, and they're cutting a record, they're making a record next Sunday, another one, and Lewis will play lead guitar on it. Mm-hmm. My brother will play lead guitar on this album next Sunday.
Is that right? Now, him and Melvin play the same thing, their guitar.
That's right. They play the guitar.
You know, that's hard to believe, Cookie. Where were they, Lewis and Melvin, when they were playing around?
In Barberton, Ohio.
Working up there on a job.
That's right. Whenever they could keep one. See, Lewis left Jacksonville 5 years ago and went back to Ohio. Well, when he was in Jacksonville, he had started drinking for the band. And about 3 years there, after he got with Melvin, well, he just went to pot. He went to nothing. He got down to where he was skinny as a rail fence, I mean, and everything, and he's fattened up now. He's a good-looking man.
But 3 years?
3 years. 3 years, you might say, he was on skid row, because he just went right with Melvin. Anywhere Melvin went, Lewis went.
And they was just having music wherever they went.
That's right.
Well, where would they go?
Go to these bars. See, up in Ohio, they got every time you turn around, they got a big bar.
Yes. Lounge.
Lounge, and they've got live band, and topless women, topless dancers.
Would Melvin be the part of the band, or just on the side?
He'd just be on the side and just get up and make a honey and out of himself right in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Sure he would. Yeah.
Come here, man.
Good morning. So, but I didn't fail to let him know the way I felt about it last night. I let them know that old Cookie was around one more time.
Well, now, old, Lord help us. And Melvin and Lewis both had families.
Sure. Sure.
Well, who kept the families going?
Melvin's mother and Lewis's wife. Mother. See, Lewis's wife and Melvin, his brothers and sisters, And by golly, they all lived in the same house, lived in the same apartment house. And she took care of everything because when he died, he left that family well off.
Who did? Melvin's
daddy.
Melvin's daddy.
Right.
Left him well off.
He left him well off. And it didn't take them boys very long to go through it. Because Mrs. Brannon, she just bent over backwards to help him. Put everything forth. And just about exhausted her whole nest egg.
That's Melvin's mother.
Right.
Miss Brannon.
Mrs. Brannon.
And Lewis's wife is Melvin's sister?
Only sister. There's only two of them in the family.
God almighty. You know, that's kind of hard to believe these days. Cookie, that they'd get off on the brink like that for so long.
Well, I'll tell you what, she got what he left her when he died, I know. He had insurance enough for he left her $60,000. And I'll bet she ain't got $3,000 of it right today.
But they've already faced up now.
They got to take care of her now.
They can do it.
They can do it. They've got to take care of her now, and they're doing it. That's right.
Well, now you mean Tommy picked them up in that shape?
He sure did. He saw it. It's like when I go out and buy a horse, I can look at that horse and tell, just about tell you whether there's a potential there or not.
Yeah. He could see the potential through all that other.
He could see the potential above everything else.
I couldn't.
Not in that category.
Not in that category. Gee.
Just that little, like that rack of bones I bought and took up to West Virginia to Dad. I knew there was good potential behind that if I just get her straightened up.
Yeah.
She's $1,000 animal right to the day.
Yeah. But Tommy has been doing this a long time.
He's been doing it a long time.
But this is just sideline. He's got another job.
Oh, yeah. But if they keep going, you know, like they are, it won't be too long before they can go out on it and quit working on the public works. Really and truly, they can.
Yeah.
They're booked up till after Christmas.
Lord.
For appearances, that's right.
Yesterday and Jim so much. They came down here for so much,
that's
last
right.
Season.
They don't have to hold back. Well, and that's a competitive world they're in.
It sure is.
They've got to be able to do things to stay in that world.
Morning.
Well, now, how did Tommy get into all that?
I can't answer. I just don't know.
You don't know how far back you take him?
I can't take him back any further than just with Lewis.
Yeah.
And Melvin. Now, that's as far back as I can go.
Yeah. But they're all from that same country.
Oh, yeah. They're all within a radius of 30 miles of each other right now. I mean, they live that close together.
Yeah.
See, there's Canton, Barberton, and Brunswick. They're all right down. Real close together.
What is Tommy working at, do you know? What did Melvin do?
Melvin makes these insulators. He works for a electrical engineering concern. He makes insulators for Highline.
Yeah.
He does piece work. He can make $800 an hour.
Not dollars.
800 insulators.
What's Lewis doing?
Works in the shoe sole factory.
Shoe sole
factory. Cat paw.
Oh, they sell the soles to the
shoe shops. And they sell them in the shoe shop, sells them on your shoes. Cat's paw shoe sole factory.
Yeah. Who's the other one in the crew?
I don't know what his name is. I just know his name is Hank Putz.
Hank Putz.
Now he's from Gasaway. He originally from Gasaway, West Virginia, and he's a trucker. He owns a fleet of trucks.
Oh, he does.
Right. He owns a fleet of trucks.
He's a money man.
Yes and no. He makes money, but it costs him money.
Oh, you know. But he's dealing in big money.
He said if he could average taking home for his family $120 a week, he said, I'm lucky.
Might as well hire out to the university, then.
Right.
Better.
Yeah, he wouldn't have all that worry on his mind. He owns 6 or 8 trucks. He keeps them on the go all the time. That's all he gets done is keeping them on the road, keeping them on the go. He can't drive one. He can't work one himself.
Oh, he can't.
No, he don't have time.
Oh, he don't have time.
Sometimes he keeps the rest of them on the road while his 24 hours in a day is spent.
Yes, you know he couldn't have any time for anything else. Make a desk man out of you.
Yeah.
2 trucks would do that, wouldn't it?
Up in that country, the way they tear them up, yeah.
You just don't give a damn.
You can't get nobody to drive a truck that cares anymore.
They let the insurance people care. Well, anyhow, Hank Putz. Well, he just does that fiddle with the greatest of ease, doesn't it?
He got it, yeah. That just comes natural for him. And now where he come from, how he fits in the picture, I don't know.
He fits.
He fits there. Without him, they're lost.
And his sister.
Yeah.
Why is she coming up from?
Well, her and her husband was on vacation. And they just all four caught a plane together and come on down. See, they could save about $75 by 4 of them coming together, see.
On a weekend?
They got 4 round-trip tickets to Akron, Ohio for $325. So, I figure that. 4 round-trip tickets from Akron to Orlando. For $325.
Can't afford to stay at home at that price, can you?
You know, I figured out about $40 a piece, I think, to fly from Akron to Orlando.
What's in that high cost?
That's right. But you know, it cost them boys about $46. To get down here in that car.
Oh, yeah.
When they got back in my house last night, they got the figures out and checked. They wanted to, they showed me what it was. And they got done counting the money that they got at the church. Why?
They passed the hat.
By golly, I dug down and made the rest of it up. I told them, I said,
I put it in product.
Yeah.
That
was included in the $52 that they got from the church too. And Helen's got your record.
Sure. Well, listen to that. You got some?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't need one.
Well, she got the one for you that I didn't have, see?
Oh, that's fine. Okay.
So now then, we got two of them.
Okay.
We got them all.
Sure.
All that they brought with them, they didn't have enough prints or the others to even bother about bringing.
Yeah.
They thought they didn't sell them last night.
Bad weather was against you, Cookie. You just can't operate in bad weather. And it was bad all day.
All day yesterday, and it's like I told the preacher, I said, you first let me down, and I ain't backing up to tell you about it. I'm walking right up in your face.
No, that's better than backing up.
I told him right to his face. I said, the community, the church has let me down.
Well,
and I said, you're responsible for it, too, because
let me
you're
tell
the
you,
pastor
you know,
of the church.
You know, I guess I'll have to go in a little more than I did last night at that rate, because I never saw anything like that. You see, them boys, they performed.
Yes, they did.
They sure did. And I just don't have any words for it. Just how what they done.
But you all left when Laura and Helen and Hank's sister sang together.
Yeah, we left after them.
Yeah.
We didn't leave after the mission.
And. But Tommy told us last night, he said that I've never saw anybody that we could pick up out of our audience or anywhere that could get in there and do as good a job as them two did last night. Laura and Helen.
Yeah. I didn't know Laura could do that. You see, that's all since I saw him perform. He's come a long way since I've seen him perform.
Let me tell you, that young lady has come a long ways in a lot different ways since you saw her to have any dealings with her.
Yeah.
That's no problem.
We watched her last night.
What?
Now, let me tell you, she's the backbone of my family right now. There's no question about it.
Is that right?
That young lady is the backbone of my family right now.
Yeah.
She picked the burden, all the burdens that I had, she picked them up and set them on her shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, it didn't show last night.
Yeah.
She just was lived in that music last night.
That's right, she loves it.
And she didn't need to hear the words, she knew the words already.
Oh, yeah.
Of all them pieces.
She walked right up there and heck, boy, she didn't look at that. Look at them words. She stood back away from them.
Now, that was after the intermission.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We missed it.
Yeah,
I can't think. I can't remember.
See, before the intermission, was that Hank's wife? Who was it?
That's Hank's sister.
Hank's sister?
Yeah.
Was it Hadu?
Yeah.
Well, now, is she a part of it?
No, they just picked, she don't sing with them, right? That's the last night was the first night she sung with them in months. She used to sing with them. She used to sing with Tommy all the time.
Oh, did she?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did she?
She used to be one of the best bluegrass singers in the state of Ohio.
Well, now, what was that she said? That was one of the nicest things. She says, if you come from a shouting Methodist to a foot stomping Baptist, what was that?
Something like that. I can't remember what it was.
I come from both?
Yeah.
And she come from both. That's the nicest thing that was said all night.
Came down with a man who played in the symphony and he said he played the violin and Hank said he played the fiddle and from then on it was fiddle.
That's right. Hank told me outside, he said, I asked him to play something for me. He said, no, I can't do it. I ain't got the music.
She said she was what was known as a fill-in.
Fill-in.
She had a right wicked look, you know, when she cut them eyes over that towards Hank, towards her brother.
Yeah.
Now, then, when are they going back? You don't know. They left your house at 2 o'clock this morning or something, and you don't know.
Hank and his brother-in-law and his wife, they all went to Highland Court Manor Motel in Gainesville, and then they're going to leave there today sometime and drive down to Orlando and take him part of Disney World, and they don't have to be back no specific time.
But the others left and went home last night.
Yeah, their kids all had the flu, and they left last night. Well, about 2 o'clock this morning they rolled out. That Lewis, though, and Karen, now they was worried about their kids. Ain't no question about it. They just had to get on the road to back see about them three boys.
You, now Tommy is the heart of it.
He's the heart of it.
And he can talk.
Yes, sir. His tongue's loose at both ends.
Yes.
See, they got a radio program in Canton. They have a radio program every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. But they keep it taped ahead of time.
I need to concentrate on this just a minute, and I've scooted all them donuts I can stand. And I'm trying to get my mind on this music, because I have not got my I have not been able to see it, and it was something I hadn't seen before.
I have saw some of it, but not. I haven't saw nothing to compare with what they did last night. I'm not really.
It looked like just a special performance.
But they hadn't rehearsed very little. All the rehearsing they done was in the back room there just before. That's all they had done for that program last night. It just comes natural for them. They just fit together like a glove on a hand.
Now, you're not helping me at all, Faye.
Listen.
You're not listening. You're listening, but you're not helping me. I don't know what happened last night. And it was something I'd never seen before.
I never had either.
And Cookie can't just sit there and tell me what happened. He don't know either. But it was remarkable.
It really was, Cookie.
Well, I heard that record after I got that record, after Daddy gave me that record, and I got it put on a tape to where I could hear it. You know what I mean? Get it in my truck and get out to myself where I could listen to it. Why, it really impressed me, and I wanted to see him down here. And I put out to get them down here. Mm-hmm. I got them down here. And after they got here...
But you got them here through that record.
I got them here through that record.
And your daddy gave it to you?
My daddy gave it to me.
Oh.
$3 worth.
Yeah. That's something.
But it cost me $150 last night.
And it's got something that the other records haven't got. And it comes through, what they've got comes through on the record.
Yes, sir.
You know, watched him. I didn't have my glasses on, and I had my eyes closed. You know, those lights hurt my eyes. And I put my glasses on, looked up there, and I could see him. And he's got a nice face. Tommy has a nice face, Cookie.
He's got a face on him that, to me, he can just get up and face any kind of a congregation. It don't make any difference what kind it is. He just got that type of face. He's a good-looking man.
Fine looking man.
That's right. They're all good-looking. And I'll tell you, I'm real proud of that brother of mine.
Yeah.
I am, really and truly.
He's done something that not many has done.
He sure has. He's really done something.
Now, you see, Laura was sitting over there, and you could just see in her face, you see, that she just knew everything was going on. I looked over that Helen sitting with you, and she was leaning back on that pew, you see, with her head sort of leaned back, and her face just open and taking it all in. So they must have had something.
Well, it was just out of it was just so far out of ordinary that I just don't have enough education to put the words together to explain it. Now
I'm not lacking in education, but I don't have the experience, and I don't have the Does he talk? Come and talk on the record?
They got, not unless it's a recitation.
Yeah, part of the song.
But between the songs, he don't talk.
Uh-huh. Just one song after
the other. One song after the
other. Well, but he, Well, now, another part of it last night, though, is, you see, you were a part of the performance.
Right.
Because, you see, he brought you up there to start with. Of course, everybody knew it ahead of time. But he made that. And all the time, you see.
Well, I was in no shape to even be standing on my feet. Really, indeed. I was weak as I was just as weak as water.
Mm-hmm.
I was trembling. I was so weak, I was trembling all over.
Mm-hmm.
I pushed too hard yesterday. I didn't even rest, period.
And then you had all these people in.
All these people on top of me. And it been bad weather. I was so weak, I couldn't even drive my pickup out there.
Yeah, you haven't been doing anything.
I've not been doing nothing. I was just exhausted.
Well, you're like me when I...
You put in 2 weeks up there at the office and go back
out
here?
Come out here and put in one post and I just got cold perspiration.
You're done.
Yeah.
So, now that's just the way I was last night.
Those songs...
Well, as you say, the whole thing of Cookie's being there added, you know, it did something.
That done a great deal.
That was one of the things, and under the circumstances, you see. And then we knew, of course, that this had been in your mind for a long time.
I've had it on my mind.
And then it had to come just at this time.
See, I canceled my surgery to come up here. I was scheduled for surgery the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
You see, these children now, they all came over there, but they got so many little crummy interests of their own to live around. It's amazing, Cookie, how the young are tied down these days. You see, it's very difficult for Suzanne to stay out past 5:00. She's got to get home to put some little old soupy stuff on the table.
Well, Suzanne, last night, I was kind of disappointed, Suzanne, really, I was. She come out there and asked me to get out in that rain and crank her car. Well, I wasn't about to. I hated to turn her down, but I couldn't afford to.
Well, why'd she want to come to you? Why'd she come to me?
It beats me. The battery was dead. And I told her, I said, Suzanne, I just can't get wet. Whether she got mad or not, I don't know.
No, she just didn't think because she asked.
They don't think.
She just didn't think. She just thought
that's
you'd
right.
be the one who could do it.
I could have.
Mm-hmm.
If it hadn't been raining, I'd have done it just like that. But I wasn't about to get out there in the rain and do it. And it's raining now.
Well, you see, she come out and she got the gas well to come over and start the car for her. She ought to go on by the gas well and let her put a battery in for her. Because the cells are dead in there and won't keep a charge.
And she had trouble with that ever since she brought it up here?
Yeah.
And she got, they don't have anything. They're up there, Cookie, and they're addled. I don't give a damn which ones you find. They're all addled. You can't expect it.
I know.
Even the best.
The best. I'll just tell you what. I ain't bragging or boasting, but for one of them to step under the load that Laura is carrying right now, they couldn't do it. There's no way.
No.
They would collapse.
No. Oh, no, they wouldn't. They wouldn't even get under. Well, you could load them up.
One of the cutest things. Last night the girls were singing and Sarah kept getting her book up higher and higher and finally she got it up in front of her face and Laura just took her hand and knocked it down and kept right on singing. She was watching Sarah all the time to keep that book out from front, just taking care of things.
She takes care of them kids and she'll just tear their tail up as quicker than their mama will. Mind joking. You better believe she tears up too. Even Harriet Ann, bigger than she is.
Well, let me tell you, that helps, you see, them taking part in it. But the thing had already happened, you see, when these others were singing, even without any of you. They were just at it, you see. And it may be, you see, I'm just down here in this frontier, this jungle, and I've lost contact with people, with normal human beings. There may be some normal human beings left up there, you see.
Well, like Tommy told me last night, he said we're having a all-night thing at Dixie, West Virginia, which is 14 miles from my dad's, the third Sunday in August. Third Saturday in August, starting at 7 o'clock, all night.
Yeah.
Well, if I can get through this operation, I know they ain't gonna let me go back to work. There ain't no way. I'm gonna be there.
Well, now that's it, you see. Now, why do you want to hear them again?
There'll be a different atmosphere. You think they performed up here? You ought to see them perform up there. Because West Virginia, Tennessee, and Ohio is the heart of bluegrass music. They can perform up there.
Yes, that is.
They didn't know what kind of a surrounding, what kind of a atmosphere they was coming into down here. They didn't know whether they were bluegrass music was welcome in this state or not. But they gambled on the chance.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That'll stay with me a long time. I can't hear him, you see, I don't have an ear for that, but I can see him. And old Hank would step up there and put that fiddle right there in front of that little microphone.
He did it with ease. I mean, there's no strain at all about it.
It was all so easy. I think that's one of the things, and it was all, they made it all seem so friendly. And
yeah.
Well, I tell you, on the television, on the little I've seen of it, it seems like it's sort of put together, sort of fabricated. And this didn't seem like that.
This wasn't fabricated last night. It was there. There wasn't. It was all there. Ain't no question. It was just all there.
Yes. You see Hank's sister when she got up and talked. She had the same feel they had.
Yeah. And they all felt at home. They just walk right in there as if they was at home. They've got to. They can't do otherwise. I mean, they can't walk in with a fear or backward. They've got the bulls on out there.
Confidence is the heart of that.
That's right.
Yeah. But I never expected anything like that. I just went over there, you know, see what's going on. Boy, wouldn't that have been sad if I had come on home after the picnic?
You'd have missed it all. You wouldn't even...
I wouldn't know what I'd miss. And
no,
you couldn't have told me.
I couldn't. No, there's no way that I can explain it where you can visualize it like you saw it.
That's right.
No, sir.
No, ain't no way.
No. You see it. That afternoon, I'd been working with some of these people. Well, Wade Swackboard has done a lot of things over there at Meganope I didn't know about, and he'd been taking a few pictures. And I was working with them over here, and the point of that was, you see, that all of us are just so short. And within a year or two, you see, can be swamped with this high-density housing. Just swamped with it, you see. Now, that's where he lives in. He sees that, you see. He works in it. And then I go over there, and the old high-density housing is just gone. I don't think about it. And I don't know how they did it. Well, now, let me see. You want anything you want to look in on? Yeah, I just,
I'm going to be back later on this afternoon. I've got some things I've got to look at. Some people don't know I'm around, but I've got to let them know that I'm around. I don't have to, but I'm going to. They're getting behind, and I'm gonna see if I can get them to catch up. Just hold that Cadillac a lot ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And they're falling down. I'm gonna go shake them loose. I didn't want to sell it, but I knew if I left it sitting around.
That's it. That's what I was telling you down there that last day we had.
Oh.
Yes.
See? Since he's been driving, I told him, and I predicted what he's going to do ahead of time. And it's worked out just that way. I told him that when he put that transmission in that car, the week before I went to Tampa, I said, Frank, get them tires off there, you'll tear that transmission up. It won't last you 2 months. Oh, I said, it's all right. That transmission will take care of everything. See, it's built that way. Okay, you know more than I do. But I said, I'll guarantee you one thing. If you tear it up, you'll fix it. Or don't come to Daddy, I'm not going to. And I'm not. Now, he tore it up in less than 2 months, just like I told him. And I'm not going to help him. I am absolutely not going to help him.
What car is that?
His Mustang.
Oh, his Mustang.
Are you in an operation?
Oh, he tore the transmission out of it 3 weeks ago. 4 weeks ago.
Well, see, he doesn't have a car.
No. See, I had to bring him to work this morning.
Oh, I see.
I've been down.
Sure did. So I'm not going to help him get it back on the road. He ain't going to drive my truck.
Well, I'm telling you, you don't want to set it here. You want to look around. I just wanted to talk to you about the music. The only reason I...
But, I ain't going to worry about him. After... Well, he just ain't going to drive my truck. He ain't going to drive Laura's car. And I'm not going to worry about it. If he drives that one and tears it up, fix it, he'll have to bear the blunt, because I won't. Cost him $170 to get his transmission fixed. He's going to pay for it.
Well, he's working.
That's right. He's not helping at home. He's not buying what groceries as he eats at home. No, he's not. So, if he don't help me, why should I help him?
Yeah. Well, you knew you were taking a chance when you left.
I knew I was taking a chance.
You knew.
And I tried to get everything in a position as best I could to where I could rest a little bit easy. That's why I sold a car, Cadillac.
Yeah.
But if they don't do something today, I ain't got one other thing to do. And I'll do it too.
Yeah. I used to do it, yeah.
I may put it right out here in the shed.
Right under here, under the shed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably going to bother.
I may bring her right down here and put her under the shed.
I told you that ahead of time, including your truck.
Yeah. But now, Laura'd rather drive my truck, and then when they come to see me, to keep from bringing a lot of trash, people that they don't want to be messed with, they can drive my truck, just her and Helen can come. They don't have room for nobody
mm-hmm.
else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if they would drive her car all the time, and some people knew it, well, they'd be loaded.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can still leave it over here and they can pick it up on the way.
If they need to.
If you need to, yes.
But, Frank, I mean, he found out that we're not going to let him have it, so he just even quit bothering about asking him.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the message. So.
Well, now, the sprinkling has started up again. Isn't yeah. that honoring?
Yeah.
You don't need this.
I'm not going to get damp, no. Because pneumonia is, that's all it'd take.
Yeah.
But I do have to run in town.
Well, you look around a while before you go. Old Pappy's down there with his friends. I let him out a while ago. You know, I don't let him out at night.
Well, listen, now you've, I've talked to you, now you talk to me a while. You tell me what you did with that black town kid.
I'm telling you, they just haunted me. That black cow,
listen, because that was something.
Black cow. Faye, tell them to come on back and eat his donuts and drink some coffee or anything he wants to now. It don't matter. Well, Enoch, tell him. I let Pappy out and walked back there with him one morning. And he's got it. And he smelled that black cow.
Yeah.
The first thing he did, went up there. Well, I thought the next time I went back there, she'd be gone, but she wasn't. Next time I went back there, she had her little old calf back there.
Yeah.
They'd come through the fence there. Well, I changed pastures, and they wouldn't go through the gate. Next time I was down there, they'd over there with the cows, they'd just gone through the fence.
Yeah.
And the cow wasn't scary, it was that calf, you see. And
yeah.
The calf would lead off, and then the cow wouldn't go. So, I got tired of it, just tied up my fences, and I couldn't get her out. I got to try to get her out up here, you see, and I could get her out, but that damn calf wouldn't go out the gates.
Uh-huh.
I opened up both all the gates here. I couldn't even get the calf in the corral. And it was the 53 Chevy that done it. I got the calf, the cow, in the corral.
Uh-huh.
And that little calf, I run him down with that Chevy. He'd run up and down the fence, and I'd run right there with him with that Chevy. It didn't hurt Chevy.
Yeah.
I mean, it could outrun him, you see,
oh,
without
yeah.
hurting anything.
Yeah.
But I couldn't get him to the gate. So what I'd done, it was the wrong thing to do. See, I didn't have anybody to help me if they no great help on something like that, see. But I got that cow out here, and I'm going to take her out the lane. She came on out here, and I knew she was going back there and through the fence. So I got the Chevy after her, you see, and fortunately she headed this way. And I run her down that lane, you see. I was right on her heel.
Yeah.
But God darn it, you know what she done? She turned back this way. And all she done was go up the lane, you see, and back over there where she'd come in the first place.
Yeah.
And you know what she did? I went over there. And I took my air gun. I didn't have anything. I couldn't shoot with a rifle, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't have a shotgun or anything. And you know what she'd do? She'd get behind one of them orange trees and hide from me.
Yeah.
All the way back up through there. She'd get behind an orange tree and I'd have to run her out. Oh, I'm telling you. And I had run her back out, you see, on foot. I was on foot.
Oh, my gosh.
And she was out here and Miss Guster drove up and Marvin. And they weren't any help because Miss Guster was down the back.
Yeah.
Marvin just sat there and watched me. I cut across here, you see, to get another car. Faye was still sitting down there, she in the 53 Chevy. I headed down there to get behind the cow to bring her up this way, you see.
Yeah.
You know what she did? She went off over there in the cotton patch and just stood there between the rows. Oh man, that cow. Well, you see, I could just let her go, but once you get your blood up, you see, you're just gonna do something bust, aren't you?
Oh yeah.
I'm telling you, that black cow just ran me crazy after a while. And after that, Cookie, one of the little black calves came over here. And for a while, he'd go back over there and visit, get his liquid diet.
Yeah.
But then he quit going back. He'd just stay over here. And he'd just hanging around there with these five heifers.
Yeah.
And he'd go everywhere they went, he'd go. And the feed. All he'd living on was grass, and that stunned him, you know, pretty quick. He's just a little 3 or 4 months old.
Oh, yeah.
And I put up with him for 2 or 3 weeks. then eventually he disappeared. I don't know what happened to him. Maybe he fell in that well back there.
But you finally got rid of your black cow and cat.
Yeah. Finally got rid of them. I ran that calf through that fence over there. I ran him through it. And there was no place for him to go. But I put him through that fence. With the 53 Chevy. Yes, sir, he's glad to get out of there. And he went right through it.
God.
And that's a brand new, good, strong fence.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, once he got over there, the cow was gone. She's over here in this field.
Yeah.
So they'd gone. Now, how they got together, I don't know. I don't care. Got it. Yeah. One man, you see, can't handle cattle.
No.
I don't know what one man can do very well in a place like this.
Well, it's... I'll tell you, it's... me being knocked out's going to knock a lot of things out this summer.
Yeah.
Oh, the papers. Them boys who talked so much of that write-up and pictures in the paper, they each one of them wanted to take one of them back and put it on a bulletin board where they worked.
Now that's what you're, yeah. Well,
they wanted to, they wanted to put it up in the main office where they worked.
Yeah.
That was Tommy, Lewis, and Melvin. They took them back to Ohio and put them on the bulletin board where they worked.
Yeah. I wish the picture in the paper didn't come through so good. It was such a fine picture that Leonard took.
Yeah.
Wish it could have been just a little better. But it's all right.
The message is there. The
message is there. You know, they're hard to work with. He worked with you, and he'll go through the motion of working with me, but I can't get him to follow through on anything. And,
well, did he tell you, has he told you what he's going to do this summer? He's working for a newspaper in Daytona Beach.
Yeah.
As a writer.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Well, see, to me, he never has talk. He don't even bother to say that time of day. And, you see, I'm the one that got him started on all this. And he learned, you see, he couldn't see it himself. He read with me. And then you and me both, you see, helped him get into it.
Yeah.
I couldn't have done it by myself.
Right.
But see, both of us, and everybody out here, we got to do it. But they don't feel the obligations like that.
Well, I met, I have met, since I've been down there, I've met Sharon's mother. Have you met her?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's a real sweet somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, now she's in the medical profession. She's a doctor's assistant tonight.
Oh, is she?
Doctor's office, oh, yeah. And her stepdaddy, he's a real nice somebody. They were told to see me at the hospital.
Yeah.
I don't live about a mile from the hospital.
Yeah.
And they've been over to see me. And, yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah, they'll be there Tuesday night. Tuesday evening. They told me they'll be there Tuesday evening.
What you see, with your management, you know, if you don't do anything for 6 months, you're still just being on the ground. You see, you can keep things going. That's what I used to tell old hard to get shitty. I said, Willie, if you just let me pay you to come over there and spend 2 or 3 hours and sort of give me an idea how to go about things.
Yeah.
You don't have to do them. But some people are so damn smart, you know, that you can't talk to them. I never thought he had much business sense, but he can do some business.
Mm-hmm. Well,
laying cats and dogs out.
Yeah.
Stop that up.
I'm going to slip in on them people up there and see what I can come up with.
You wanted to hear about that black cow, did you?
I know it. We wished for you. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Well, if I'd have been here and been able, in them conditions, I'll tell you what I'd have done.
I didn't pay him to the singer.
Yes, that's right.
Blame right.
That's right. I would have done it. I would have done it if I'd had anything that was
wheeled on it. I know what I'd have done.
Yeah.
I'd have put that good saddle on my horse, and we'd got that bull here.
Yes. Yeah.
We wouldn't have turned him loose to where we had him where we wanted him.
Just run him down.
That's right.
Just run him down. It wouldn't take long.
Then we just kept right on motivating.
Just kept right on going.
That's right. I mean, there wouldn't have been a thing they could have done about it.
There wouldn't have been anything about it.
Well, I know. They're over here for a couple of weeks and they didn't know where they was at.
No.
Oh, that'd have paid for the singers and my gas too. And my gas too.
You know, in the old days, you know, they tell stories about that. Louise Graham and all these people, you know, what they do, you see, I've heard all kinds of stories, you see. They'd go out at night with a ear corn, you see, and all these hogs would be out there in the woods and they'd just put a little corn along there and say, "Here, piggy, piggy, piggy." And they get up there. And their property, you see, in there they got, and they just told them off.
Yeah.
And they tell it on the best ones, you see. And I don't doubt it, but what it happened.
Boy, it's happened. Yes, sir, it's happened.
I never did it myself, but it wasn't because I wasn't a shoplifter. Yeah, I didn't have an opportunity.
That's right.
But
at the end of May.
Yes, but at least they had that, you know, the shed and everything, and the barbecue and all.
You know, I hate to lose touch with them folks.